Professor Ronan Lyons is on the line now. Interesting stuff from the coalface there, Ronan. But you have a bird's eye view of the property market. Does what you heard there represent what you have found out through your work?
Yeah, so what you hear there is very much at odds with a lot of the narrative around the Dublin market at the moment. And there was a concern, I think, in the last couple of months about whether there's another bubble emerging in the Dublin market, as even at the same time, a lot of the country is seeing prices still falling and very few transactions happening. So the first thing to say is that it's not really one national property market. When we talk about the housing market or the property market, it's a collection of markets, and every location has its own supply and demand conditions. And Dublin really is very different from the rest of the country. And one of the pieces of research I was presenting yesterday was asking people about their expectations. If people think prices are going to fall, they will hold off. And of course, that's in a way a self-fulfilling prophecy. If no one's buying, prices do fall. Whereas if people are more confident about prices, at least in terms of their leveling off, they're more likely to buy.
What's happening now?
And what's happening in the last 2 years, expectations have changed from people expected prices to fall by 10% a year 2 years ago. Now, around the country, people expect prices to be more or less stable. And in Dublin, they expect prices to go up by 4% over the next 12 months. That's encouraging from the point of view of outside Dublin. It's encouraging that people now see an end to price falls, so they're more likely to move, the first-time buyers. And it's also encouraging in Dublin that people aren't expecting prices to go up by 15 or 20% over the next year, which would lead you to worry that some of the people rushing to buy now are rushing to buy for the wrong reasons.
What about what Jim Fingleton had to say there about people buying with cash? He mentioned Polish people bringing their money back into the country and buying property, and the difficulty associated with getting a mortgage if you're a first-time buyer, for example. Is that borne out in your research?
Yeah, so one of the things we asked people was, what do they think is driving house prices at the moment? And we asked them to think about their region. And in 2 years ago, the top issue everywhere was a lack of credit. So about 35 or 40% of people would have picked it out as the single most important factor. Now there's a very obvious Dublin, outside Dublin split. The biggest concern in Dublin at the moment is a lack of housing. So that's about 37% of people picked that as the single most important factor. Outside Dublin, credit is still the biggest issue. So I think there's a number of issues there. Why isn't there more supply being built in Dublin is one, but why is there that regional pattern about who can get a mortgage at the moment? It seems to be very much the case that once you go outside Dublin, the banks aren't interested in lending.
Right, and Jim Fingleton also mentioned that you need to have 25% at least of the purchase price of the house yourself. Is that what you're saying?
I wouldn't have thought the typical deposit would have been 25%. I would have put it between 15 and 20%. But actually, that brings us on to, what can the government do in this situation if it's going to stabilise the housing market? One of the things it can do is it can fix a regulatory minimum deposit so that everyone knows what that is. So if it's 10%, if it's 15%, if it's 20%, there's probably no golden number there. But pick something and don't have it change the next time we start to see prices rise. Because that was one of the single biggest factors that drove prices up between 2001 and 2007 was easy credit conditions.
And what would that do? That would just give people, I suppose, certainty, wouldn't it? That I need to come up with X.
Exactly. If people want to buy a house worth 200,000, they know that if they need a 15% deposit, they need 30,000 euro. And likewise, if they want a 500,000 house, they know exactly what they need to save. So there's that element of certainty. And it's also very good from an economic policy point of view that you're not leaving the system open to the same mistakes again that we saw over the last 10, 15 years.
What's your view on whether we should leave the housing market to the market or whether we should intervene in terms of government making policy moves in order to stabilise it or not?
So, I mean, I'm an economist. I like markets. I think a lot of the time they're probably the least worst way of allocating resources. But the housing market is so important that we need the government to essentially set be the referee, to come up with a set of rules and have those rules fair so that it doesn't necessarily favour owning over renting, that both are legitimate, but also that it's stern in that it's not going to allow interest groups to say, well, do you know what? Prices are rising. We want to give out bigger mortgages now. That's not in anyone's interest.
Okay.
So there is definitely a role for government.
Ronan, we've got to leave it there. Unfortunately, I don't have time to get reaction from my panel. My apologies. And thanks to Niall Collins, Marcella Corcoran Kennedy, Michael Clifford and Nolene Blackwell. Garda Press Office has been on to us offering us a clarification. There has been a Garda superintendent based with the Garda Ombudsman since its inception, and he has has full access to Pulse. The Commissioner has made clear that the Ombudsman will have no issue with access to Pulse for the penalty points inquiry, and we're happy to clarify that. Thank you for listening today. We'll be back with you at 1 o'clock next Saturday. Do enjoy the rest of the weekend.